Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we are learning the seventh and last Mishnah of Perek Yud Aleph of Maseches Yevamos, as well as the first Mishnah of the 12th Perek of Maseches Yevamos. So in the previous Mishnah, we spoke about a case where we don't know if a child was the son of a first husband of a woman or a second husband of a woman. So we're continuing in that case, and we're talking about how the halachas of that child would be if one of the possible fathers is a Kohen. If one of the husbands of the woman who did not wait 3 months before remarrying was a Yisrael, and the other one was a Kohen. So she doesn't know whether it was her Yisrael husband or a Kohen husband who sired this child, who is the father of this son. So now the halacha is, Nosi Isha Ru'i L'Kohen, he's only allowed to marry a woman that a Kohen is allowed to marry. Ve'inu Matami L'Mesim, he's not allowed to become Tami T'Umes because he might be a Kohen. Ve'imnit Ve'inu Sofik Sarban, but if he does become Tami T'Umes, he's not going to get Malkus because we don't know for sure that he's a Kohen. Now, as far as Truma is concerned, Ve'inu Ochel B'Truma, he's not allowed to eat Truma because he might not be a Kohen. If he does eat Truma, he's not going to have to be Karen V'Chomesh because he might, yes, be a Kohen. He does not get a portion of Truma at the threshing floor where they give out Truma because he's not allowed to eat Truma. But he's allowed to sell Truma to a Kohen that he's mafresh from his own stuff, and he's allowed to keep that money because you want to take the money from him, prove to him that he's not a Kohen. You can't. So now, as far as Karbonos are concerned, ve'inu chalik b'kadshei HaMikdash, he doesn't get a portion of the Karbonos of the Beis HaMikdash, even those portions that aren't eaten, like the hides of the animals, because he might not be a Kohen. Ve'inu osin lo kadshim, we don't give him Karbonos to be makriv, because he might not be a Kohen. Ve'inu motzina shalom yado, we don't take away his own Karbonos from him, because he might, yes, be a Kohen. Upatim nazrov v'l'chayim akeva, and he does not have to give the matnos kuhuna from his Karbonos, because he might, yes, be a Kohen. So the Kohen doesn't have to give the matnos kuhuna. Uvacharu, his own Bechor, his own Bechor animal, doesn't have to be given to a Kohen because he might be a Kohen. So what do you do with it? You let it graze until it develops a mum, and then he can shecht it and he can eat it. So the bottom line is we give him all the chumras of a Kohen and all the chumras of Israel. Now the Mishnah tells us how the halachas of the child are affected if both of his possible fathers are Kohanim. Hayushneim Kohanim, if both of the men who might be his father are Kohanim, who onin aleihem? If either one dies, the son has to be an onin for them. He has to keep the halachas of aninus, which means that he's not allowed to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, he's not allowed to eat from any karbanos, he's not allowed to eat ma'asheni also. That's what the din of onin is in the Mishnah, not what we refer to as onin. What we call an onin is the period of time before burial where you don't do any mitzvos. That's what we call in the Mishnayos, Misha Meso Muta Lefanav. But the din of onin on a daraisa level means that you don't eat karbanos and that you don't eat ma'aser sheni, right? Vehim onanim alav. And similarly, if the son dies, these husbands, these potential fathers, are onanim for him. They're also not allowed to eat karbanos, because they might, the person who died might have been their son. Who einu matami lehem? He's not allowed to become tami to them, to either one of them, because it might not be his father, and he's a Kohen, and we know the child's a Kohen. Vehim einu matami lo, and they cannot become tami if he dies, because each one might not be his father. Vuhu einu yorisho son, he will not inherit them, because each one may not be his father. Avalhim yorshno so, but the husbands do inherit the son if he dies without any children, and they just split the inheritance among them, because between the two of them, one of them is the father. Upatar al makasav al kalaso shel zevizet. If he strikes or curses one or the other, he's pater, because it might not be his father. He goes up to the Beis HaMikdash to do the avodah with the mishmar of both of his potential fathers when it's their turn to do the avodah, and the other quantum of that mishmar can't prevent him from doing so. But he doesn't get a portion of the karbanos that the rest of the members of the mishmar get, because they could say to him, you might not actually be a member of our mishnah, of our mishmar. But if both of the potential husbands were in the same mishmar, so notel chelik echad, then he does get a portion because he knows for sure that he belongs to that mishmar. So now we move on to Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Aleph. So Perek Yud Beis is a new topic. We're going to talk about how to do chalitza. The chalitza has three parts to it. The Yavama removes the shoe from the Yavam's foot. She spits in front of him, and she says certain psukim from the Torah. So the Mishnah begins by talking about the different types of Beis Din, about the type of Beis Din that you need in order to do a Chalitza. So mitzvah Chalitza b'shlosh adyotos. Chalitza has to be done with a Beis Din of three judges. V'afilu shlosh adyotos. Even if the three judges are not mumchim, they're just regular people, they're not official judges, they're not experts in the halachas of Chalitza, they just have to know how to read Hebrew so that they could tell her exactly what to say at the different parts of the Chalitza ceremony. So Chalitza b'minal, if the Yavama did Chalitza with a shoe made of soft leather, Chalitza sekshar, the Chalitza is kosher because it protects the foot and therefore it's kasher b'diavad at least. But in Pilin, if she did a chalitza with a cloth shoe, with like a slipper, chalitza sapsula, that is not a valid chalitza because it's considered to not really protect the foot properly. B'sandal sheyesh lo ekev, if she did chalitza with a sandal that's made of very hard leather and has a heel, the back of the shoe that wraps around the back of the foot, so kasher, then it's kasher. V'she'en lo ekev, but if it doesn't have a heel, pasul, because it slips off the foot, so therefore it's not a valid chalitza shoe. Minar if the shoe used for chalitza is tied to his leg just below his knee, chalitza sekshir, the chalitza is kosher. But min arkuva lemaila, if it's tied above his knee, chalitza sepsul, if they're very high boots that go above his knee, then the chalitza is pasul. Because when you remove the shoe from his leg, it has to be removed from the area just above his foot. So let's review what we learned today in the seventh and last Mishnah of Perikir Aleph. So that was a long Mishnah. We had said that if a guy doesn't know who his father is, but it's one of two people, and one of them is Yisrael, and the other one is a Kohen, so he can only marry women that a Kohen is allowed to marry. He's not allowed to become Tami to a Mesim. If he does become Tami to Mesim, he doesn't get Malkus. He's not allowed to eat Truma. If he does eat Truma, he doesn't pay Karen V'chomesh. He does not get a portion of Truma at the Goren. He can sell his own Truma and keep the money for himself. He does not get a portion of Kachim. He does not get to be Makriv people's karbanos. His own karbanos we're not going to take away from him. He does not have to give the Zrala Chayim Akeva, the Matnas Kahuna. His Bechor would not have to be given to a Kohen. You could just wait till it develops a mum, then you can shecht and eat it. We give him essentially all the chumras of both a Kohen and Yisrael. Let's say a guy doesn't know who his father is. It's one of two people, but both of those people are Kohanim. So then, if they die, he has to practice Aninus, and if he dies, both of them have to practice aninus for him. He cannot become tummy to them if either one of them dies. They cannot become tummy to him if he dies. He does not yarshin either one of them, but if he dies, they together collectively will yarshin him and split the money. He is not going to be chayiv for striking or cursing either one of them because they may not be his father. He can go and serve in the Beis HaMikdash, in the mishmar of each one of them, but he does not get a portion of the karbanos during that mishmar. If they both happen to belong to the same mishmar, then he could take a chelek together with everybody else in that mishmar. Then we moved on to Parak Yud Beis, and Mishnah Aleph we said that you only need three dayanim who are not mumchin to be on the Beis Din for chalitza, and the chalitza could be done with a soft leather shoe, and it's kosher. If it's done with a slipper, it's pasul. If it's done with a hard leather shoe that has a heel, it's kosher, but if it doesn't have a heel, it's pasul. If the straps are tied on below the level of the knee, it's kosher, but above the level of the knee, it is pasul. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Beis.